This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl joining us from his website, fpp.cc. What will people find on that site, Daryl?
They will find news and opinions and commentary that they won't really find from the mainstream. 6 days a week, they will find the Lou Rockwell Daily Feed.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sundays, they will find news and commentary from myself. Sometimes during the week, I'll add something extra if there's just a story that sort of jumps out and sort of says, you know, you must comment or something. But most of the time, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, Lou Rockwell's Daily Feed. Sunday, it's news and commentary by Daryl. And then if there's any kind of major announcements from FPP, such as the publication of a new book, some kind of raffle idea, and there's actually a raffle going on now, you can go to raffle.fpp.cc. Me and Serena Beck, who you know Serena, illustrated the new book that is coming out on December 15th, The Diary of Henry Myers. We are
a novelette, as you have called it.
Yes, novelette or novella, depending on which definition you use. I just like saying novelette because it sounds pretty.
It's different. I've certainly never really
heard
it before.
Very different, and you know, like I said, it sounds pretty. So we're raffling off the illustrations from that. There are 9 illustrations. Each one will be framed and sent out to the winners.
Cool.
And currently, anyone that purchases...
Would it be 9 people that would win? Or is it one person can win all the illustrations?
One person can win multiple illustrations if that person purchases multiple raffle tickets.
Got it.
So anyone that purchases 12 or more raffle tickets will get an autographed copy of the book.
Damn. That's
as a
shabby.
Thank you for buying and 12 or more tickets.
You are the author. FPP.cc is where you can go to get more from Daryl. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about here tonight. You know, actually, before we came back from the news break there, Daryl, you had mentioned something about the UN, and I've got a UN-related story here. According to CNET's Declan McCullough, who, by the way, will be speaking, as I understand it, at the upcoming Liberty Forum in here in New Hampshire. It's going to be happening, by the way, coming up in February. The dates,
I believe the 21st through the 24th.
You're correct on that. February 21st through 24th. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about some of the other speakers. I believe Tom Woods is going to be the
author
keynote.
Of Nullification.
Yep, he's a pretty big name in the Liberty field, and there's some other folks that have already been announced. You can go and take a look at those speakers that have been announced. There are more that will be announced. We'll tell you more about them as time goes on. But you want to lock in your tickets now for the Liberty Forum so you can get the early bird rate of, I believe, just under $200. I don't have the price in front of me right now.
$199.
Yeah, it's for a weekend-long convention that actually begins on a Thursday. So for a full-on weekend plus of a convention in a hotel, $200 is incredible,
and
it includes
the
meals.
It cheaper than that if you don't get the meals.
Right, and you know the meals are fun because it's one of the cool things about conventions is it kind of puts you in a place where you have to meet other people. And for somebody like me, I'm a bit of an introvert normally, so it's nice to be in there.
You're an introvert?
Believe it or not. I mean, my natural tendency is to not be sociable. I've had to make a lot of effort over the years
I thought your natural tendency was to stand in Central Square and do things to annoy the cops.
Well, I'm not trying to annoy the police. I mean, they just need to stop aggressing against peaceful people. But, you know, I'm a reluctant extrovert. Let's just say that I've forced myself to become extroverted, but it's something that's cool because you get to meet new people when you go into one of those dinner situations. You just kind of get sat at a table typically, or you will sit down at a table. You there's hundreds of people at this event. You're going to be there with people you've never met before, probably. So it's kind of fun to meet new people and hear their story and, you know, have they already moved to New Hampshire? And if so, you know, where they come from and why they move, and or are they going to move to New Hampshire and or whatever else might come up. So having the meals there is kind of cool. But, yeah, like you said, if you want to save some extra bucks, cut the meals out from the ticket, and then you save even more. I don't know, what was the price on the cheaper ticket?
It's $100 off if you don't get the meals.
Sweet. So you could go to a convention for $100 plus the cost of the hotel room,
yes,
which you can also split between, you know, four people, and then bring the cost down dramatically.
I might even be able to couch surf with somebody that lives in Nashua.
It's possible. I mean, you probably would have to know who those people are and or connect with them maybe on, like, the Free State Project forum prior to the event. But it's a blast, and you're going to want to be in the hotel. I mean, if you take one of those hotel rooms and divvy it up by four, you're probably only looking at paying, you know, $25 a person or something like that. I don't know what the rate is for the hotel rooms there, but it's not that expensive when you got, four people staying in there. And go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more. I bring that up only because Declan McCullough, who's a pretty nice guy, he actually attended the Liberty Forum a few years ago, and now he will be speaking at it. So this is him who's writing this piece over at CNET from Palo Alto, California. A United Nations summit next week could imperil internet freedom and lead to a deluge of intrusive new national regulations. That's according to Google and a member of the U.S. delegation. Attorney at Google said the following: we want to maintain a platform of a free and open internet as a platform for free expression. This is Patrick Ryan, Google's attorney, saying at a forum organized by Stanford Law School in Palo Alto yesterday afternoon. Google has organized a new campaign to draw attention to the summit, saying some governments are trying to use a closed-door meeting in December to regulate the internet. Ryan's remarks echo broader concerns about the Dubai summit, including criticism from the European Parliament, the Internet Society, and international civil liberties groups. In a sharply partisan U.S. election year, this was a rare point of bipartisan accord. The House of Representatives unanimously approved a resolution endorsing a global internet free from government control. Seems strange, considering the very same House of Representatives has also passed regulations for that very so-called free internet.
Attempted to pass.
Oh, no, they passed things like the Child Protection Online, or the Protect
CISPA. Never actually.
Child Online Protection Act, I think.
I think CISPA may have gone through the House, but it didn't go through the Senate. So none of the really horrible internet censorship bills that you've heard about recently have actually become law.
Even a topic like reducing email spam, which might seem unobjectionable, can become highly politicized through this process. This according to a former U.S. ambassador and member of the current delegation, David Gross. One person's spam is another person's political speech, he said. Who gets to decide? There's a whole series of things that's on the surface may not seem politically sensitive, but when you peel it back, it is. UN meetings, this one being convened by an agency called the International Telecommunication Union.
ITU.
Often result in more rhetoric than substance. During a UN conference in Tunisia in 2005, for instance, Iran and African governments proclaimed that the internet permits too much free speech, with Cuba's delegate announcing that Fidel Castro believed it was time to create a new organization which administers this network of networks. The difference next week is that the ITU is a meeting to rewrite the International Telecommunications Regulations, a multilateral treaty that governs international communications traffic. The treaty was established in 1988 when home computers used dial-up modems. The internet was primarily a university network, and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was a mere 4 years old. One example of where some countries stand: last fall, China, Russia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan submitted a proposal to the UN asking for the creation of an international code of conduct for information security, called for international cooperation in controlling dissemination of information that undermines other countries' political, economic, and social stability, which appears to mean censoring political speech appearing on web pages, social network posts, and so on. Meaning they were asking for the creation of this code for all countries to follow, so that basically one country could go to one government could go to another government.
So then the North Koreans could then censor everything, making fun of Kim Jong-il, Kim Il-sung, and anybody else from that family.
Right, like the Onion. And so we'll come back here with more on these proposals in a moment. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Take control here. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1730.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,773.27, $886.64 for a half ounce, or $443.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,773.27, $886.64, and $443.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. We give them away. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Those features include our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. Somebody was complaining on Twitter earlier at us saying that they really love the show, but they've got a terrible internet connection and they haven't listened in a long time because of that. And I said, well, have you tried the narrowband internet stream? And he said he had not. So that's why the narrowband internet stream exists, is for people that have unreliable or slow.
So the people on dial-up.
Dial-up, yeah. Believe it or not, I still have the people on dial-up in mind. I know you still exist, and you would like to hear streaming audio too, so that's why we have that server. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can access all those features from there. Also the mobile site at m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Either one will get you to our web streams. And, of course, it's all completely free. Now, have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend money on an attorney? I know how you feel. That's how I am. And now, howtowinincourt.com is your solution, because you don't want to go into a courtroom blind. You already probably don't have any experience, so you want to make sure that you at least know what the rules are and how to use them, because if you don't know what they are, they'll just use them all against you, and they're going to run right over top of you. Now, you can go to howtowinincourt.com and enjoy a bunch of the free tools that they have there for you. Use their free tools and then buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's written so the average eighth grader can learn it in over a weekend. You might have heard of it before, called Jurisdictionary. It's been retooled, reworked, new and improved, and it is now at howtowinincourt.com. We're talking about a UN summit that is going to be taking place next week, apparently in Dubai. They are going to be meeting up to discuss the international telecommunications regulations. They want to bring them up to speed to the current day, considering they were written back in 1988. So this is, you know, a good example of how governments are so far behind the times. I mean, the system of law that they have, or regulations for the internet, is circa 1988. But that's a good thing. From our perspective, it's a good thing that they've just now gotten around to talking about doing something about that, in that the internet has pretty much been able to create itself without the regulation of government, for the most part, for the last couple of decades. And that's a good thing, because when the government doesn't touch the marketplace, that means you have a relatively free market, and people are able to innovate, people are able to come up with things without having to beg some bureaucrat's permission first.
And for the most part, the internet is still tax-free. There are places such as California where they're sort of trying to crack down on the internet businesses, saying that, you know, because it had pretty much been under what they called the catalog sales rules.
Mm-hmm.
Of anything that was shipped across state lines was not taxed for sales tax purposes.
But they've managed to get around that now, right? Because I've seen that some sites do charge sales tax.
Yes.
Like eBay.
Anything set up in California, and or any
like as far as a business
set up in California and does internet sales, they are being taxed by the state of California. And it saddens me.
Are they the only one?
They're the largest one. I believe North Carolina has been trying to do it. And for a couple of years, Amazon fought it, because Amazon has some headquarters in North Carolina. But Amazon has actually embraced the idea of taxing internet sales.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
When? That's terrible news.
About a year ago.
Embraced it. I had always seen them as fighting it.
They have been lobbying for it for about the last year.
Why?
Because they want to basically hurt the small businesses that they think are competing against them.
It used to be that Amazon would lobby against it because they knew that not having to charge sales tax brought them big business.
Right. But I believe after California started the thing of taxing anything going into California, Amazon pretty much decided,
you can't beat them, join them, huh?
If you can't beat them, join them, and then let's
that's terrible.
Embrace this thing and try to drive out the small businesses. Although, the proposal that Amazon has been supporting would exempt any small business that does less than $50,000 of internet sales a year.
Okay.
So, you know, basically trying to figure out who's doing less than that much. If you're a small business, you're not going to be harmed. Not saying that's a reason to support this thing, mm-hmm. but that's how they're getting around. Is they're trying to tell, you know, the people that we know that do some eBay sales, they pretty much would not be affected because they're not doing the volume of sales.
But a mid-range business would be affected yes. by that, and that would be a competitor to Amazon.
Yeah. So anything like JCPenney's, mm-hmm. who for years had the JCPenney's catalog, and those catalog sales, unless it ships from the state, if it shipped across a state line, there was no tax on that.
Kids today probably don't even know what catalogs are.
They probably don't.
The only catalog I ever see nowadays is B&H Photo Video, and I wish they wouldn't send them to me. Like, I bought something from them at one point in the past, and ever since then, they've just sent me, you know, every year or whatever, this tremendously nice color catalog that must cost a fortune to print
there's
and
some
ship.
I bought some plastic door hanger, the clear plastic door hangers that we used right around the election time.
Mm-hmm.
Purchased those from some company, Uline, and I've gotten no less than 3 catalogs in the mail from them.
Yeah, like at some point they're going to spend more on
$30 order.
Right, at some point they're going to spend more on mailing you catalogs than you actually spent with them as far as their business.
Yeah.
I've never understood that. 8-5, I guess it just must work out, you know, on the average
well,
that they
most
send
of
catalogs.
What they're selling, it's bulk stuff that is being purchased by very large companies. So it mm-hmm. probably works out to where they're still making money to send these to everybody that's ever placed an order.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd like to see more on the claims on Amazon because it's frustrating to me what you're saying, considering we, you know, do business with Amazon here on the show and do good business with them. Like, they send us a decent amount of money every month, and that's because our listeners go to shop.freetalklive.com and purchase things through Amazon.
I've actually written articles that are published on FPP where I link to press releases from Amazon stating their support for these things.
Brian's on the line listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to XM. Hey, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I heard you guys talking about Amazon.
Yes.
And, yeah, one of the reasons, I mean, this is actually kind of a big win, really, for the consumer as far as them collecting sales tax, because what was happening before is Amazon was trying to get like same day shipping, and to do that they had to put in you know warehouses pretty much in every state or at least in key areas. The problem was is that a lot of the small businesses and even some larger businesses weren't allowing, you know, were legally fighting Amazon by saying, well, they don't pay sales tax, they can't.
Brian, if you can hang on, we can bring it back here. You can explain that a little bit better with more time in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is physician strength oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. The number, 855-450-FREE. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is where you can go. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live, you can contribute to us via the AMP program, which we'll tell you more about here in a bit. But another way to do it is to throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find information about Bitcoins. Maybe you haven't yet taken the time to do your due diligence. Don't take our word for it, or mine, because you're not really an advocate for it, Daryl. You'll take Bitcoins, but you're not really...
I tolerate Bitcoin.
You're not an advocate for it. I am an advocate for it. I think Bitcoins are an amazing idea that gives the individual control over his or her money for the first time. There are no gatekeepers standing in the way between you and the Bitcoins. You don't have to have a social security number. You don't have to jump through governmental hoops in order to open an account. You just go and download the software, install it, and then you're good to go. So you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a link there to weusecoins.org, which is where you can go to learn more about Bitcoins and why it is that they're so special and how you can't the government cannot, you know, break into this system. They cannot counterfeit. They cannot inflate the Bitcoin. They can't seize your account unless they can physically seize your wallet file from your wherever it is you're storing it. Which, of course, if you encrypt it into, you know, a TrueCrypt file, then they're not going to get their hands on it. So there are some really serious ways that Bitcoin allows you to protect your money and to keep the value that you earn because it's no longer necessarily being held in the Federal Reserve now. Now, it is something new. It's something that's, you know, it's only a couple years old, 2 or 3 years old at this point. It is already, though, the most valuable currency in the world. There is that fact about it. Now, it's, I think it's about $12.50 Last time I looked, at least $12.50 per Bitcoin in U.S. dollars. And it's something worth looking into. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. And then when you're ready to get your hands on some Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. BitInstant allows you to turn your cash into Bitcoins. So it makes it really easy. You go into a location like a CVS or a Walmart. You go to the MoneyGram phone and or the MoneyGram desk. Fill out whatever information is required. You don't have to, from all indications, you don't have to give them honest information if you don't want. If you want to remain anonymous, you can tell them your name's Joe Blow. But
or you could tell them that your name is Anonymous.
You could try that. I wonder how they would respond. I wonder if they just wouldn't care or if they would say anything to you. But anyway, you can turn cash into Bitcoins at bitinstant.com. Give it a try. See how you like it. Let's go to back to the phones here. Brian is with us listening on XM in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. And Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were getting into something about Amazon. We were talking about how, Daryl, you said that they support, at least on a national level,
yes,
having sales taxes collected by online businesses. You found some sort of statement online to back that up.
Yes. This is specifically related to what was Senate Bill 1832, the Marketplace Fairness Act.
Which apparently didn't pass.
Right. It has not passed. There's still the slim possibility that during this lame duck session that they have that they could pass this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't. But there's a quote from Paul Meisner, the vice president of Amazon's global public policy, said, quote, Amazon strongly supports enactment of the NZ Durbin-Alexander bill, which is this Marketplace Fairness Act, and will work with Congress, retailers, and the states to get this bipartisan legislation passed. Although, while at the same time that they're, trying to get this federal legislation passed, they do oppose the state-by-state policies to tax the Internet.
Now, Brian, you'd wanted to comment on this, and we just didn't have enough time to get you in all of your comments in the last break, or before the last break, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's all true. They are supporting it. They are supporting it 100%. But the reason that Amazon initially, one of Amazon's initial plans, their shipping system is so efficient. Obviously, it's mostly robotic. And what they want, what they're really trying to do is get into same day shipping, where when you order something at, say, 11 in the morning or something, when you get home from work at 4 or 5 o'clock, it's at your house. And
I've heard about this.
What's that?
I said I've heard about this, and I've heard the Postal Service is trying to get involved.
Okay, yeah. I have a proposal.
What happens is that they want to do that again. They have to have so many warehouses in so many areas across mm-hmm. the country. And all of these, even big block stores, just about everybody under the sun was against Amazon doing that, and the only thing they could stand on against them with is the fact that they weren't collecting a sales tax. So that they shouldn't operate as a retailer in the various states throughout the country. And because of that, so then they said, fine, we'll collect sales tax. And so they're supporting all these bills for a sales tax. But they didn't want to do that initially because they're well aware, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, has even come out and said, that he's not for it at all. Mm-hmm. But, in the past. But now that it's affecting a greater business model that he's trying to bring to the consumer, he feels he doesn't really, the board, whatever. And I actually own some stock in Amazon, and I kind of agree with them. I mean, to be able to get this incredible service to people, this is the only way they can, or within the legal system, this is the only way they can do it. Obviously, I wish none of these laws existed, or I wish taxes didn't exist.
So what you're saying is that they can't give someone same-day delivery if they don't collect sales tax? I'm confused.
Well, here's the thing. Current tax laws state that if you sell something within the same geographical area, so mm-hmm. you sell it from California to someone in California,
yeah.
you are subject to California sales tax.
Got it.
So in order to be able to do, right now they're doing next day delivery, they're wanting, according to Brian, they're wanting to do same day delivery, they would need to make sure that they have a warehouse in California
mm-hmm.
to be able to service all of California either next day or same day, which means that they would be subject to California tax. Whereas if they had the warehouse in Nevada and shipped everything from Nevada into California, that would not be taxed.
But why would they support taxes because of all that? I'm so confused.
Because
Brian,
they want everyone to be taxed. Instead, it's the thing of, well, I'm getting taxed. Everybody needs to be taxed now.
Well, is that what it is, Brian?
It's not that. It's that they, I mean, I get what you're saying, but they want to be able to even put a warehouse that can do same-day shipping in any given state, be it Massachusetts, be it Florida, wherever. They have to essentially be taxed as a retailer. And, again, initially they did not want to take on sales tax at all. But to be able to get past all this legislation that your small businesses and even like Walmart and them are putting against them, saying, look, they don't pay taxes, they can't operate in this state. You know, they can't physically operate in the state. They can ship into the state, but they can't physically operate into the state. And so to do that, they have to collect tax. And so again, it is a win for the consumer. It's not a win overall because people are paying more taxes, but it is a win in the fact that everybody will be able now to get same day shipping.
But I'm confused. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm missing something here. They're moving ahead with same day shipping, but there isn't some national sales tax.
There's not a national sales tax.
No, right.
There's
right.
The state sales taxes.
But they haven't been successful in forcing everyone to pay sales tax on the internet, right?
No.
That hasn't happened.
Right. So, it's only shipments that are within the same state. So
now they're advocating for everyone who's doing online business to be taxed over $50,000 simply because now they have to operate in all the states and they want everybody to be taxed because they're being taxed.
Yes.
Is that right?
It's biting all these other companies in the butt. That initially kept them, if they just allowed, because Amazon initially petitioned state by state all the different areas they've done, and they've done it in each one. They have four major warehouses right now. Sorry, I hear the music.
Hang on, we'll bring you back here in a moment. I'm still confused. It doesn't sound to me like Amazon's doing anybody any favors here. It seems like you're making the most sense, Daryl, but maybe I'm missing something. It doesn't sound like they're doing anything to help anyone else out. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Snickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Snickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free in the remaining moments. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call now at 855-453, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. If you like the show, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $5 a month. We'll take that in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, bringing more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please get signed up. It makes a big difference for us here on Free Talk Live. So once again, amp.freetalklive.com. We continue. Brian is still with us listening in Keene, New Hampshire via XM's America's Talk. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. And I'm sorry if I'm being a little bit dense here. It sounds like you're trying to defend Amazon from what Daryl has accused them of, and that is supporting a national sales tax, while admitting that they're supporting it, but somehow saying that it's the least of the evils.
And I hate that kind of phrase, but obviously, the point is that they tried setting up, again, the main thing is the same day shipping that they want to execute. And they've tried to set it up in pretty much every state. They've tried to put warehouses in as many areas as they can. The thing is that in each state that they've gone to, they've gotten fought off, like Walmart and whoever else, small business, you name it, has said, no, we don't want this here. We don't want this here. And so there was a legislative battle over, we don't want Amazon in our state to be able to ship the same day because then nobody has to go to Walmart anymore.
Mm.
And the argument that all these businesses won with against Amazon in the various states is that Amazon doesn't collect sales tax, and thus they shouldn't operate as a retail, as a direct retailer, as in the same day. So their support of them collecting sales tax now is so that they can offer that same day shipping. I mean, it's still bad that they're collecting the tax, no question about that. But the point is that they were kind of forced to, they did initially address this problem. I mean, they were forced into the matter that, okay, now we have to support. It's unfortunate if, the small businesses get hurt by it and all that, no question about it. But if the argument could be made that if they just let Amazon set up in their state in the first place, this would not have happened. The support would not have occurred that Amazon could not support it.
So Amazon was trying to build warehouses in every state, and they were prevented from building the actual warehouse?
They weren't prevented from building the warehouse. They were told, if you build the warehouse, you will be taxed on shipments that come out of this warehouse and remain within the geographical area of this state.
Unless you support unless you support sales tax? They went on record and...
Basically, they were forced to pay sales tax for shipments.
So they are paying sales tax for those shipments.
If it remains within the state.
Right, and so basically what you're saying is that as a result of them being forced to pay the sales taxes now in each local state, they're saying, if we have to pay sales tax for shipping,
everybody,
including Walmart, JCPenney, and all the other online retailers, will have to pay as well.
Right. And the thing is, I mean, the interesting point to make, though, is that Amazon isn't the one. They didn't want to do that at all. It's all these companies that forced Amazon's hand.
Right, but that doesn't justify Amazon attacking every small business that does internet sales.
No, it doesn't.
No, I agree with that.
But none of these guys, you know, none of these guys have clean hands, right? Like, Julia has said this before. You can object to Walmart for X, Y, and Z, and then you can object to Target for A, B, and C. And then there's like all kinds of things that every one of these companies does involving the government that is, you know, designed to curry favor for themselves and hurt the competition. And you can't avoid it. There's no way to avoid it. You can't get away from it.
Sure.
So,
yeah, it's true. I wish it didn't have to go that way. But, I mean, my main point in calling in was just to say that there was purpose behind
it. I'm glad you called in. It definitely helped to explain at least whatever crazy rationale was behind them supporting the sales tax after all this time of having fought them so hard. Thanks, Brian, for the call. I appreciate it, man.
I'm getting one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was there any 7.5 earthquakes today? I think November 30th.
Good question. It would have had to have been with it. You're talking about the bet we had with Sam from Texas, who bet us, I think it was going to be between the 24th and the 29th. I think it was. So, it's a good question. We'll have to remember to ask.
I'm pulling up the earthquake map right now.
Does that show you the last several days?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. So, you can't get away from it. Every one of these companies supports some terrible government program, whether it's Target supporting, the National Service Slavery Program, whether it's Walmart supporting, you know, using eminent domain to take land for one of their stores, whether it's Amazon supporting a national sales tax. If you want to buy deep discounted, you know, discounted products at a discount store, whether it's in online or in person, I mean, you're basically dealing with people that don't have liberty principles, so you really can't do anything. So you might as well buy through shop.freetalklive.com, where you can shop through Amazon, and you can take a portion of their profits and send them to Free Talk Live. So actually, when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop through Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, or Amazon US there, and everything you buy through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of. It's the same great Amazon prices you're used to, the same shipping deals, everything's the same about Amazon. You're just going in through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets the credit.
So I've come up with a brilliant idea on how Amazon can save some money. Start their own courier service.
Ooh.
If they want to try doing these same-day deliveries anyway, and they're putting warehouses everywhere, start your own courier service. Then you don't have to pay the Postal Service or UPS. You can pay your drivers. Saving yourself money, you can pass those savings along to your customers.
Smart idea. It'd be great. And it's certainly something they could handle.
And Amazon highest earthquake within the past 7 days was a 5.9.
Sweet.
In Papua New Guinea yesterday.
All right. So I guess we won the bet.
There was a 5.6 in Peru, a 5.6
but nothing coming close to 7.5.
Nothing coming close to 7.5.
So that means that we won the bet with Sam, who bet us $100 that there was going to be a 7.5 earthquake because he had some guy on a website that he believed was correct on predicting earthquakes. I guess he was wrong on this one.
The largest one in the U.S. was a 5.0 in Alaska.
I think it was the world. I think it was the whole world. So we got $100 towards charity. Thanks to Sam.
Nice.
All right. Howie's with us in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Howie.
Hey, guys. I want to ask you a question. I'll be real brief.
All right.
I got this pal, like, you know how a lot of people, like, live under the radar? Like,
Sure.
There's a lot of, like, jobs that don't, they'll pay under the table, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I was talking to him, and I was like, one, like, he was telling me about him, like, he hasn't paid taxes for, like, 12, maybe 15 years. Like, he works under the table. He gets paid cash all the time.
That's great.
And, like, he was, like, we were talking about it, and he was telling me, like, the reason why he doesn't want to get a job on the books is because, like, he doesn't want to pay into something he doesn't approve of and feels it oppresses him, like, because he likes to smoke cannabis, you know, and they'll lock him up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a decent guy. He works hard every day. He doesn't cause problems. I mean,
so what's the question?
Really like a regular guy, you know. But we were talking, like, I wanted to ask you guys, because I was wondering, like, do you think they're going to catch up with him one of these days? Like, do you know anything about these issues? Like,
no. I mean, if he's not on the books, if he's not on the books, they can't catch up with him. They don't have any identity.
Unless he's getting paid large sums of money.
It's not that much. It's nothing. It's like,
even if he's getting paid large sums of money, if he's not, if there's no file, if there's no paperwork being filed for him on the with the IRS, they don't have him on their radar. They've got easier marks to go after.
All I'm saying is, if he's making large sums of money, as in like hundreds of thousands of dollars a month,
then they will.
Somebody's going to notice. Hey, how's this guy that doesn't have a job have a Lamborghini, this really nice house?
But that doesn't matter. I mean, the IRS isn't going to notice because they don't have any evidence of it. They don't know. I mean, they're not around. They're not looking at him. They're not considering him because no paperwork is being sent in for him.
True.
And you're right. He's not making that much money anyway, so it doesn't really even matter in the first place. But no, they'd have to have some sort of tip-off. They'd have to have some way to build a case against him. And if all of his money is you know, is under the table, then they got no paper trail. And if there's no paper trail, they're not going to get going to have a case, and they're not going to waste their time with it. They're going to go after people that are going to roll over. They're going to go after easy marks, people that you know, don't know what they're doing.
Here's money, go away.
Hey, Howie, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Daryl.
Daryl from FPP.cc. You can join him on his website. Join me and the rest of the Free Talk Live crew over at freetalklive.com in between now and tomorrow night when we'll be here for the live Saturday edition. We'll see you then.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.